Funding received for Cardinia Shire recreation facilities. Council has received $4.07 million from the Victorian Government's Growing Suburbs Fund to support the development of three key recreation projects. Deep Creek Development. With the Victorian Government's $2.825 million grant and $7.7 million from Council, Phase 2 of the Deep Creek Development will see the 48-hectare area of Council Greenfield land and the adjoining Pakenham Golf Course at the Deep Creek Reserve developed to include a new sustainable environment complex, incorporating the new home for Cardinia Environment Coalition and Pakenham Golf Course Clubhouse, an all-abilities playground with sensory garden, landscaping and car park, and demonstration wetland. Growth Corridor District Playgrounds. The Victorian Government's $700,000 grant, combined with Council's contribution of $200,000, will see upgrades to six of the playgrounds identified in the Cardinia Shire Playground Strategy. Council will work with local communities to confirm the elements and upgrades that will occur. Works are expected to be completed by May 2018. Emerald to Gembrook Multi-Use Trail. The Emerald to Cockatoo Multi-Use Trail will be extended an additional 6.5 kilometres to Gembrook, with $545,000 provided by the Victorian Government and $755,000 from Council. This funding is in addition to the $1 million received from the Federal Government as an election commitment. The extension will improve access to key community facilities, improve tourism, and improve safety for users by separating the trail from the main roads. Skate Park for Home Park Recreation Reserve. In 2017, Council received a $500,000 grant from the Australian Government as part of an election commitment for the development of a skate park and car park ceiling at Home Park Reserve, Beaconsfield. Council is contributing a further $350,000 to the project, which was identified as a high priority in the Skate and BMX strategy adopted by Council in 2016. Council will consult with the community on the design of the skate park, which will cost an estimated $320,000. The remaining funds will go towards sealing approximately 8,500 square metres of car park at the reserve.